So I got to chat with Bob Rice, and honestly, I had no idea there was so much to manure waste. Bob's a renewable energy consultant, and he's all about turning, well, the messiest problems into something useful.
It's wild, isn't it? People might joke about manure, but Bob actually sees gold in all that organic waste. He's with EarthCare Biomass and Gasification, and their mission is about real environmental change, not just talking about it.
Exactly. He kept repeating this idea. Make the solution fit the problem, not the other way around. That stuck with me because we're so used to one-size-fits-all fixes, especially for waste.
I loved that too. Bob's approach is super tailored, whether you're dealing with farm waste, city organics, or even hemp byproducts. He wants to find a way to turn it into energy, not landfill.
Jumping off that, Bob's first big goal is to stop sending these byproducts to landfill entirely. He thinks we can get to zero waste over time. At first, that sounded almost impossible to me.
That's the thing he's not saying overnight. But with better tech and some patience, it's doable. Plus, he's big on cutting down all that road transport of raw waste. Less trucking around means fewer disease risks, too.
Funny you mentioned disease. Bob was really clear that moving untreated byproducts can spread contamination. His systems dry and process the waste first, which not only cuts down on germs, but also saves a ton on transport costs.
For sure. And think about the ripple effect. Less disease, less fuel burned, better air quality. I hadn't realized waste hauling was such an issue for the environment until talking with him.
What surprised me most is how Bob's team turns all that organic gunk into renewable energy. Instead of burning fossil fuels, they use gasification systems to create clean power.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there. This process also produces a byproduct called ekachar. I'd never heard of it, but apparently it's a type of char that can actually be sold and used.
Right, not just waste going away, but something profitable coming out of it. Ecochars free from E. coli, pathogens, all that nasty stuff. So people use it for soil, health, water purification, even as animal feed if certified.
It's like the ultimate recycling waste to fuel, plus a bonus product. It makes you wonder why more places aren't doing this already.
Another angle Bob brought up was manure as animal bedding. Drying it out instead of gasifying keeps it contamination-free, and then farmers can skip buying sawdust or straw. That's a win for their budgets.
It's kind of brilliant using something you already have, instead of importing materials. Plus, the drying process means you can transport more manure per load, which saves even more on costs and cuts down on disease risks.
I can see why that would catch on, especially with farm margins being so tight. And the environmental benefit is massive if you're not adding extra waste or letting pathogens spread.
Definitely. It was cool hearing how a simple change in how we handle waste can ripple out to affect everything from farm economics to local water quality.
After hearing all that, I had to ask Bob about where he sees this heading. He's big on regenerative agriculture, and apparently even hemp byproducts can get a second life through these systems.
He mentioned that turning hemp waste, which is usually a disposal headache, into useful products or energy. It's this full circle idea. Nothing goes to waste. Everything has a purpose.
It really shifted my perspective. We talk about sustainability a lot, but this is about actively restoring the land, not just doing less harm.
Exactly. And with resources like EcoChar and VitalForce, there's this clear path to healthier soil and cleaner water. Makes me hopeful that more folks will adopt this mindset going forward.